political laws. But here, in this crisis, we can see that it's not only the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. No, this is the conflict between two civilizations. The Ukrainian part, which has chosen the globalism, globalization, the Anglo-Saxon hegemony, the imperialism of America, of United States, and we see the alternative. The alternative represented by Russia is the multipolarity. The countries which didn't join the US in rhetorics and in the political way of behaving, this is the half of the world, including Africa, Middle East, China, India. There are a lot of geopolitical poles which didn't join this American imperialist line. This is the representative of the multipolarity. There are a lot of views on the conflict. There are different positions, different declarations, different ways of political and geopolitical behavior. But still, we see now that the geopolitical map is changing, and it has changed. The special military operation showed that the globalist era, the globalist moment, as Mr. Charles Krauthammer, the American journalist, was characterizing this moment. This is only the moment, but not the dominance, not the era, the globalist era. So the globalist era is over, and this is the beginning of the multipolarity. The multipolarity is always a task, so it requires long-term work with the civilizations. As we remember in the Samuel Huntington's picture, there were loads of civilization, and the problem of that is how to install the peace between all of them. There are the front lines, the frontiers, and here we need to focus our attention. So as we speak now, so this was the introduction about the necessity of geopolitics, about the fact that the special military operation has put a point, and it was the moment where the geopolitical dominance of the civilization of the sea has ended, and the world had became multipolar. It was traumatic. It was caused by a conflict, but of course this conflict, I can say, had changed the logics of time. It became quicker. So we are now in the multipolar era. So as we live now in the multipolar world, which is in its installation, and different poles are now trying to have their own sovereignty, to develop their own regional initiatives, we need to be very attentive and to analyze the processes which are happening now near Russia, near Turkey, near China. And the BRI project was created in its beginning as a plan to link China, Europe, and avoiding Russia. So there was some kind of geopolitical sense of staying a Rimland zone, staying in this part which Mackinder was describing as the Rimland part, Rimland zone, Rimland pole. But in the last 5 years, which is very important, the main project has totally changed its geopolitical meaning, and because of the Xi Jinping Putin's agreement on the Greater Eurasia, this agreement had made all the initiatives and the BRI project and Russian project part of the Eurasian integration of the multipolar world, and it was united, it was put it into the coordination, and it totally changed. So now the Silk Road and the BRI is a kind of joint venture of two major poles of multipolar system. And now it's not only the BRI, for example, it's not only the Rimland project, but it's also the Land Power project. It's the Heartland projects. So, and the Heartland is represented by both China and Russia, two great powerful empires, we can say. Empires in the positive sense, of course, because I speak in a geopolitical sense, like Carl Schmitt was describing this as Großraum, big space. So applying this consideration to the Ukrainian crisis, we see that in the present conditions, Russia's control established on the Ukraine will not hurt the global project of BRI, because Russia is interested in its promotion, in its development, as well as China, for sure. But there is a problem with growing tensions between Russia and Europe. Ukraine was some kind of the place of the sanitary cordon, according to the political concept, which was aimed to block Russian-European relations. So that project, installed by the globalist elites, had succeeded, and the Ukraine has become this block which put the wall between Russia and Europe. So here we come, when we have this problem of the tensions between Russia and Europe, precisely linked to the Ukrainian crisis, we must think about the roles of the participants of the Bright project, of our allies, of the other multipolar empires, or poles, I would say. Empire is a word with quite negative connotations, so I will use the pole, geopolitical pole. And here we understand that the role of Turkey is very important. And here I wanted to make a small pause about the thing that now Turkey is a most important part of the project, of Eurasian project, which has a decisive role. As we have seen, Turkey is friendly to Russia, it's friendly to China, and at the same time, it keeps some kind of the dialogue with the West, even if the dialogue is quite strict, and Turkey in this dialogue is defending its sovereignty, which, for example, we can say in the recent talks about NATO, Turkey had shown its incredible sovereignty and its respect for its national interest. So this is a this is expression of the real national interest of the Turkey, the case with the NATO. And I would like to point out that this is really that makes Turkey to be not a part of any bloc, but a sovereign bloc, a sovereign geopolitical bloc connected with Eurasian bloc, connected with Chinese bloc. And here we understand that only with Turkey, only with its help, we can somehow have a decision how to overcome these difficulties which now are in the Berai project according to the Ukrainian crisis. So this is extremely important, and I think that the process which we see in Turkey, according which speaks about the negotiations about Finland and Sweden and NATO, as we see the reactions of the very important figures as Mayor Haki Pekin, Denis Kutluk, who are speaking about the sovereignty of NATO, declaring that the projects of including the countries which support terrorism is a threat to Turkey. Moreover, they were speaking also about the threat to Turkey from NATO in the context of the FETÖ coup d'etat, pro-American, which was had the aim to destabilize the region and to put it under the American control. So we see that's important Turkey independent geopolitical behavior, which is extremely important also for BRI initiative, and Turkey has to play here an important role. From the other side, we see also the process that the United States are trying to fight all the multipolar projects. For example, as they had in 2000, the project of the Greater Middle East, where they were trying to support the Kurdish terrorists and to lead them to the creation of the independent free Kurdistan, we see also the same projects in the areas where the BRI projects exist. For example, we have seen the Greater Central Asia concept, which was also founded at the same time by the Friedrich Starr, the founder of American Institute for the Central Asia and Caucasus at Johns Hopkins University. And we see that in this map, as we can analyze that, we see the parts of Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, Iran, and Xinjiang, China. So this is also the problem that now America is trying to manipulate the region with these plans, which was installed in 2000, but which are now used as the provocation against the multipolarity. So here we need to be very attentive, because, for example, as we see, the Xinjiang topic is a topic of all the globalist media. They try to manipulate it to do a fake of it. They represent it as some kind of a Chinese dictatorship, but in the same time, this is nothing but a propaganda, as it's done against Russia, as it's done against everybody who is not accepting the unipolarity. So in the same time, we see also, for example, in this part of the zone of the interest of the US, we see Pakistan. There was also the attempts on the destabilization of the situation. Some kind of Imran Khan was writing that there was the coup d'etat, and the General Bajwa from the army, from the Pakistani army, was saying that Imran Khan was visiting Russia during the special military operation. This is a very bad sign. He must say his apologies for this visit, and he must turn back not even to the neutrality, but for the support of the Ukraine. So in this region, there are a lot of provocation which are held by the American globalist forces. We need to be very attentive. As the expert, we need to understand the risks. We need to analyze them. And as we see now, the threat for the Turkey from this Kurdish support of the Kurdish separatism and the support of the free Kurdistan, which was formulated in the greater Middle East scheme of the Ralph Peters, we have the same for the greater Central Asia. And it was formulated by Frederick Starr. So we need to be very attentive. And I think the era of globalism is over. It is evident. And now this is the era of the multipolarity. But the multipolarity is a task. It's not something which is given to us. Multipolarity is a complicated process of the construction of the multipolar world, which includes in it the civilizational analysis, the religion analysis, the politologist analysis, the philosophical analysis. And if we insist on this cultural analysis, geopolitical analysis, political analysis, we will receive not the clash of the civilization, as the Samuel Huntington was formulating, but we will receive, as Petito, the one of the founder of the theory of multipolar world in Italy, was saying, we will receive the dialogue of civilization. For now, the dialogue between China, between Turkey, between the countries of the Middle East is installed, and we hope that these initiatives will develop. And I thank all the participants for this discussion and the organizer for this brilliant and interesting conference, which is very important in the context of the changing of